And it's kind of unusual. You have like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 calls. Everybody hurts in real bad. And the main cause of the hurt is gossip. Well, I don't believe that we have gossipers here, or like they're called tale bearer, right? I don't think we have this, but on purpose, perhaps you might know somebody that has such a habit. And tonight I want to share with you a few verses that may help someone out there that you know that has this kind of problem. Because gossip in itself is a very disgraceful thing. The effects of gossip in the life of other people is devastating, as we're going to see it right now. So if you want to ask me, what's the title of your sermon? What is a meditation? Gossip and its enduring damages is the scripture. The greatest problem with gossip is the fact that the fact is never told the way it was originally spoken. If you want to see an example, I'm not going to do this now, but if I were to tell Brother Art something and ask him to tell Joe, and then go through the benches, I would write. I did that one time recently, like in 2000, downtown Baltimore. I wrote a sentence on the back of a paper, and I read the sentence to the first person here. And I think I did this one time when we were on the old building. Tell the person behind you. And it went. By the time that it arrived here, it was something completely different. And one of the greatest problems with tale bearer or gossip is that the facts are never told in the way that it was originally spoken. And you know what? That's the key ingredient to twist what has been said, sometimes without any malice, and cause a great pain on those involved. I always said that once I learned in the beginning of my ministerial career, the best way to deal with gossip, and I will do it in a heartbeat. If Brother Cecil come and tell me, Pastor, did you know that Brother David did so and so and so? He did. Oh, okay. On Sunday when they are in church, I'll call Brother Cecil, come here. Brother David, come here. Brother Cecil told that you said, tell him what you told me. You know what I mean? This is the way to cut, you know, brothers, I know you're not going to do that. I'm just using this as an illustration. It's the best way to deal with it because the pain caused by gossip is so strong that I know people that are out of church today after 30 years because of a gossip. Yeah. No, the first point tonight is, how does God see gossip? Let's go to Leviticus 19:16. Starts from the Old Testament. Watch this. And you know what? Let's stay on the King James so the buffers can be satisfied. A lot of people think I can't pray in the King James. Here we go. Thou, meaning you, shall not go up, I have to translate it for you, shall not go up and down as a gossiper among your people. Well, this is quite a strong statement coming from God. You know what I mean? Get your life together, get something to do, but don't be running up and down gossiping. Neither shall thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Now, from the get-go, when God was giving the Torah to Israel and to us, because ultimately it's part of our Bible, God made sure that we understand that I don't want you guys running around talking about somebody else's life. So I could say it's safe to say that God hates gossip. And the base of my argument is the Bible gives us six things that God hates, and the seventh is an abomination. The seventh thing that God is an abomination to God is the people that sow a seed of strife between brothers, which is one of the greatest ingredients of gossip. Now, going to the New Living Translation, it makes it easier for those of us who live in the 21st century to understand. Do not spread slanderous gossip among your people. And do not stand idly by when your neighbor's life is threatened. I am the Lord. So how does God see gossip? God hates gossip. And God is being very clear. Stop fooling around. Stop fooling around and spread slanderous gossip among your people. I know you all don't do this. But I'll tell you this. If you know somebody who is used to this kind of practice, show them the scripture. I can print a copy of these verses and give it to you. Why do you say that? Because lives are being destroyed right now through gossip. And it causes deep hurt and pain. Listen to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. King James, here we go. The words of a gossiper or a tale bearer are as wounds. And they go down in the innermost parts of your belly. The effects of gossip is so devastating that they go in the innermost part of our being. And this is why I said, if you know somebody that likes gossiping, give them a copy of this thing. Let them study. Listen to what the Never Inspired Version says. Watch this. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's innermost part. And the backslide translation make it even worse. Watch this. Or more interesting, rather. Listening to gossip is like eating cheap candy. Do you really want junk like that in your belly? Are you with me here? The NLT makes it interesting, and it's worthy hearing. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. In other words, the gossip will cause so much hurt and so much pain. And we don't want to be caught with this. Amen? Watch another scripture. Let's go to Psalms 52:2. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Gossip is like a sharp razor. And I hope you have never been cut by a razor. It cut deep. And it causes one to bleed a lot. And it hurts. And usually cuts with a razor will leave a thick scar on one's body. Are you with me here? You can be cut by a knife. A sharp knife still leaves some scars. But a razor, when it cuts deep and you bleed a lot and leaves a thick scar. This is what gossip does in the life of someone. Now, brother, can you give me the Message Bible on this one here?
You skim, catastrophe. Your tongue cuts razor sharp, artisan in lies. It cuts sharp. We don't want to be caught doing things like that. There's another scripture found about the same topic in the book of Proverbs 26, starting in verse 20. Let's read it. Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer,
the strife ceases.
As the coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. Did you see that?
Yes.
In other words, the gossiper will cause strife, just like coal will kindle a fire, and wood, gossip, will start a strife. Get rid of the gossiper, and the strife goes down. I told you, there was somebody here in our fellowship until recently that loved gossip. I called the person the first time. Pastor, I didn't do it. These people are lying. Second time. Call again. I told her, one more time and you out. And then came the third time. Said, I don't know why. Every time some gossip comes up, your name is the first on the list. You are not allowed to come back to fellowship. If you come, I'll call the cops on you. Don't want to learn? We don't need you here causing dissension. A gossiper will ignite strife. Get rid of the gossiper and the strife is gone. And every time that gossiping is going on, it will cut deep and cause wounds to the depth of one's soul. Again, I'm not saying that you guys are gossipers. You all understand that, right? Why then you preach? I don't know. Ask the master. I wasn't planning to talk about this until I was told to. So I am willing to believe it's not that you are a gossiper, but somebody that you know will need to hear these scriptures here. Amen. On the NLT has a little different taste, but still worth reading. Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when the gossip stops. In other words, gossip will always start quarrel. Are you with me here?
Yes.
And he goes on to say, a quarrelsome person starts fights as easy as hot embers light charcoal or fire lights wood. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. These are the disgrace, the results of gossip. And watch this. Brother preacher, give me the backslider translation here, please. Watch this. When you run out of wood, the fire goes out. When the gossip ends, the quarrel dies down. Isn't that something?
Yes.
A quarrelsome person in a dispute is like kerosene thrown in a fire. Listening to gossip is like eating cheap candy. Do you want junk like that in your belly? Absolutely not. God is not very excited about gossip. Well, preacher, how are you doing? What do you do when you meet gossipers on your way? Stay away from them.
Amen.
There are people that is their lifestyle. They like to talk. You know, most of the time, Wherever we live, I know I have a neighbor. If it's not saved, I will witness to them. But that's it. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. That's all we need. When there's a lot of chit-chat with neighbors, gossip comes up. And then you're in bad shape. Listen to what the Bible tells us. Brother, can you put up the Proverbs 20:19? What do I do when they meet a gossiper? Run away from him. What if he or her is in church? Bring them to me. I'll handle that. He that goeth about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his tongue. Lips. When you got too cozy with a gossiper, you better believe that all your secrets will be out in the streets. When you mingle with a gossiper, you better believe all your dirty laundry will be known by the community. Amen. So stay away. One thing that I have noticed, and this thing is so true, every gossiper has a sweet tongue. They come to talk to you and they will just put you up on, you know, on the clouds. They will flatter with their lips, so they can take more stuff out of you and then go and gossip. Now listen to the NLT. It's kind of interesting. Watch this. A gossip goes around telling secrets, so don't hang around with... you know? It's always, don't hang around with these people. And the backslider translation makes it even interesting. Watch this. Gossip can't keep secrets. So never confide in blubber mouth. Why? They can't keep a secret. So if you want your thing kept secret, tell Jesus. Or if you must tell somebody, try not to tell it to a gossiper. The NIV has it interesting. Watch this. A gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much.
Amen.
Yikes. Isn't that interesting? So what do I do when I meet a gossiper? Run away. He's in church. Talk to the pastor. And the pastors and the elders, you take him to the corn and rough him up.
Amen.
Spiritually speaking. Amen. We're not going to beat up anybody here. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know what? Let's go. Brother preacher, give me at Proverbs 11:13. Let's read it. A talebearer
reveals secrets.
But he that is of a faithful spirit
conceals the matter.
So what you're saying? God is saying, instead of confiding in the gospel, if you have to confide to someone besides Jesus, confide in somebody that's spirit-filled. Because they will conceal the matter. You get a point?
Yes.
Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody. Make sure that you choose the right person to confide in. Because you're talking to a gossiper, next morning, everybody will know. Watch this. Can you give me an NIV here, please, brother? A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man, I like the spirit-filled one better, but that gives you an idea what are we talking about. Now watch this. Give me the Message Bible here, brother, please. A gal about gossip can't be trusted with a secret, but someone of integrity
Are y'all understand what I'm trying to say here tonight?
Yes.
We gotta be careful, folks, with gossipers. They can cause deep wounds. They can cause deep pain. Listen to Proverbs 16:28. This kind of people will cause strife among family members. Read it with me. A froward man
soweth strife,
and a whisperer
separates children.
Isn't that something? Gossip can actually separate good friends. Listen to the NIV. Watch this. A perverse man stir up dissension, and thy gossip
separates good friends.
Isn't that something? Be careful who you choose to share your secrets. The Message Bible is a little crazy, but still worth reading. Watch this. Troublemakers
start fights.
Gossips break up friendship. And what that mean? If Brother Sisson and Brother David are good friends, and they come up with a gossip, they may end up not even one willing to see look each other in the eyes. Because gossip will break up the best of friends. No doubt about this. So, my beloved friend and brother in Christ, what is the conclusion for this thing tonight? God has a word of advice to gossipers, and they should take heed of these words. Although we don't have any of them in here, mark that verse so you can teach them Psalms 34:13. Let's read it. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. You do? It's God's advice. Write this thing down to tell the tale bearers, the gossipers. God is giving you a warning. Keep your tongue from evil. Keep your lips from speaking guile. Can you make it in another version? Sure. Can you give me an inspired version here, brother, so we can understand what they're saying? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. We're talking about gossip. That's right. A gossip is a twisted truth which you can call a lie. Watch the NLT. Same scripture. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. In other words, stop gossiping before you get in trouble. Now I'm going to wrap up with the Backslider translation. Really like it. Guard your tongue from profanity and no more lying through your teeth. Isn't that something? Gossip has some disgraceful effects, not only on the life of the person who is being gossiped about, but on the life of all others surrounding them. And as I said, I don't think we have gossipers here. If by any chance there would be anyone brewing right now, take heed of the word of God. But I don't think we do have that. But you may come across somebody that suffers from that disease. God hates those who disseminate, who spread, who starts strife and disagreement among God's people. May gossip never be found in our fellowship.
Amen.
Amen.